This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, step one to let go of your emotional and physical baggage, if you know what I mean, through the very selfish act of forgiveness. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. You'll find no diets here, no meal plans, no exercise routines. Though there can be value in all of that, there are also many, many sources. For most of us, we know already exactly what we should be doing, or at least we have a pretty darn good idea. Eat less, move more, you know the drill. I do. I knew it so well. I was like a registered dietitian. Well, maybe not quite, but I knew way too much and obsessed about every detail. The problem was all that knowledge, all that education didn't actually help me change my behavior. What it did help me do really, really well was beat myself up for not doing what I knew that I should be doing. I got a PhD in beating myself up. So, guess what Inside Out Weight Loss is about? If you're new, by the way, welcome. It is fantastic, awesome that you're here. I will be your personal transformation buddy, if you like. And if you like, you can also connect with the tremendous Inside Out Weight Loss community of listeners that you can find at the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group. You can also friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Lots of ways to get involved. Now, what the heck is Inside Out Weight Loss about? It's about getting yourself to do those things that you know you should do. In other words, we go deep down, diving into your motivation, where we restructure things, we move things around, we let go of what's no longer needed, just evaporate it into the ether so that you can come down deep inside of you to be aware to rediscover that tremendous desire and preference. You could almost call it a craving to feel good in your body and good about you. That's what we do here. We bring those instincts out of their hiding place. We remove all the stuff that's been covering them up, getting in the way, confusing the signals that your body gives you. And let me tell you, your body does give you signals. You may not have noticed them for a while, maybe decades. That's certainly the case for some of my clients. They come to me, they haven't felt a feeling in decades. No wonder they don't know what their bodies want, because they don't feel anything. There's some interference in the way. So we clear all of that out, get you back to those feel good, nurture your body, take good care of yourself. All right, take great care of yourself instincts in a way that feels natural, easy, and God forbid, fun. Okay, well, the fun part may be in the rest of your life that you wake up to along the way. This is a place for the food-obsessed, the body-burdened, to liberate themselves to the rest of their lives. Because that is where the fun and the pleasure really are. Now, that may sound really good and perhaps implausible, but let me tell you, I have been there. I was a binger. I was a food nutcase. High maintenance girl. That was me. Miscomplicated. Uptight. And generally awkward. Not to mention carrying around quite a few extra pounds. And yes, I lost my weight. It's been over 20 years now. I'm sure I don't look that old. I know. But yes, I have some years of experience under my belt. And it's a good thing, because that's the part of the whole aging thing that nobody tells you along the way. We have this horror of wrinkles, and I can't say I'm immune to that one. We have this horror of losing our natural beauty, but no one says, or we don't get the big press, for how much better we can feel about ourselves as we age and work on ourselves. In other words, let go of those neuroses and complexes and issues and concerns and whatever the heck it is that make life generally miserable. Yes, it does get better as we get older with wisdom, experience, and the results of our efforts of transformation, which is a very fancy way of saying feeling good about ourselves. Now, I invite you to drop even deeper inside. I don't know if some of you regular listeners have already begun to sink down deep inside of you, but if not, now is your opportunity to take a moment and reconnect with, I dare say, your very most comfortable buddy in the universe, which is you. You ever had a song just pop into your head? I get song phrases all the time, and I just got that Beatles tune, you know, "She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah." You can hear that as you drift down deeper inside of you. Imagine what that would be like if you not only heard it, but knew it and believed it deep inside of you. That not only are you surrounded by love, but perhaps what if, now this is just an imagination question here, so relax right down into it, because you can always try it on for size. What if the deeper that you went, deep down underneath the issues, the concerns, the fears, the awkwardness, and all that stuff, there was a vast ocean of love? Kind of an odd thought, I know, but what would it be like if that were true? If when you allow yourself to just sink down and be present with you, and I know that along the way you might find those random thoughts or concerns or to-do list items, oh, the ever-present to-do list, and you just let that float right away. And underneath all that, and maybe there's even a layer in there of some fears and concerns, some limiting beliefs, who knows, some anxieties, but down below that, you found a reservoir, well, not even a reservoir, an ocean, a vast ocean. All right, maybe you want to start with a little tiny pond, but really, it's just the tip of the iceberg ocean, or the ocean iceberg, I should say, and it is a sea of love, peace, tranquility. I invite you to allow that to be just a thought, something that you are considering in your day-to-day life, and certainly through the rest of this episode, because we're going to be talking more about some very selfish business here. You know, last episode, if you were listening, we talked about forgiveness. We started talking about forgiveness as something that you could do to lighten your load. You know what I'm talking about here? Because resentments, anger, issues from the past create a heavy burden to carry. In other words, they fill up our emotional baggage, and we may even exceed the weight limit at the airport carrying around all those wrongs done to us. And those bags are so heavy and burdensome. Makes you just want to put them down, let go, relax into you and that ocean of love. So why are we talking about forgiveness on a weight loss podcast? Shouldn't we be getting into carbohydrate counting or something like that? No, please don't bore me with the banal details. What can I say? The whole counting thing just does not sit well with me. Personally, that is. There's a time and a place, perhaps, but not for me. The reason, of course, is what you already know, that those issues, those hurts from the past, weigh us down. In fact, we carry them around with us wherever we go. Those are the things that make us not able to button our skinny jeans. So all I'm saying is, take a ride on the wild side and imagine that forgiveness could, in fact, lighten your load, free you from food. How cool would that be? Today, I want you to think about those people who have done you wrong, the people who have hurt you. And I'm guessing there's real hurt here. They've done something really bad, or even the little bit bad. Like the guy who kicked me out of my white curb parking place after 6 p.m. the other day. I did move, but I'm really not convinced by his story that that white curb means 24/7. So those little issues, just the burden of carrying around that memory, that's a burden for me. So I really need to get my act together and forgive this guy, even for that little thing. And granted, I did find a spot right across the street moments later. It was sweet. So let's think about those people we resent. Make a list, maybe just have one at the top of your mind, ready to go through a few simple steps that I'll be presenting after we take our break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Hi, Renee here. If you've struggled with your weight and no matter what you do, nothing seems to stick, it may be that a past trauma is keeping you stuck. Trauma from physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, or any event that overwhelmed your ability to deal with it, must be released first before almost any other work will take hold. At long last, I've created an audio program to completely release trauma from your life, quickly, effectively, and most importantly, gently. If you're ready to finally be free, go to reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. I'm looking forward to your transformation. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about lightening our load by doing the very selfish act of forgiveness, forgiving those who have wronged us. And by the way, we're talking today about forgiving others. We will, in short order, be moving to talk about forgiving ourselves, because that's some seriously liberating work to do. Just imagine, for example, forgiving yourself for overeating at a very behavior level. I wonder what would happen if you did that. And by the way, as we do this, it's always a nice idea to set our intention to allow this to not only lighten your emotional load, but also your physical load. Simply set your intention to allow any forgiveness that you do in the next few minutes as this podcast continues to lighten your body and slim your booty, or whatever part of you you actually want slimming. So think about it. Who do you hold resentments against? Who do you think has wronged you and you still have an emotional charge, a hurt, a pain from that wrong? You can take someone in the political arena that you're really annoyed at, but it's perhaps even more powerful to take someone from your personal arena. So you could always throw into the mix mom, dad, sister, brother, husband, wife, ex, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. There's usually somebody in there, or even white curb man. And I want you to let me know how this goes, by the way. Be sure to friend me on Facebook, Renee Stevens, fan page. Okay, step one. The first thing that I want you to do is to think about the person that you hold the resentment for. And I actually want you to imagine floating out of your body, and becoming, just for now, that other person. So you're going to see through their eyes. You're going to hear through their eyes. You're going to feel in their bodies. I know this may not be very pleasant, but just for a few moments now, I want you to imagine that you have this person's history, this person's fears, this person's hopes and dreams, and this person's limitations and abilities. Imagine that you are this person in the moment around the time when this person caused you harm, offended you, hurt you in whatever way it was, even if it was over time. You can go back to the first time that this person did this, the first time that this horrible person upset you. Just float into their body, see through their eyes, feel their feelings, have their limitations, fears, concerns, whatever it is, desires, possibilities, perspective. And just take a moment to notice what you notice here. What's it like? Is it a pleasant place to be? Is it an enlightened place to be? Are there things that you don't even know that you don't know? We call this going second with that person. In other words, taking the position of someone outside of you, of another person, seeing through their eyes. There's a tremendous amount of information to be gained by putting yourself in their shoes. Was it in To Kill a Mockingbird when Atticus says, "I can't judge a man until I've walked a mile in his shoes"? So that's what we're doing. We're trying on his shoes to see what's going on. Because really, it's not the behavior that is so hurtful. 99 times out of 100, typically, maybe always, it's not the behavior itself that's so hurtful, but rather the meaning that we ascribe to the behavior. So to give you a silly example, if you were sitting here next to me and I reached over and smacked your leg, really slapped it hard, you'd think, "Oh my God, I didn't know that Renee was violent or had these uncontrollable urges. How awful she is. Wow, yuck." So you draw the meaning that my slap meant that I didn't like you, that I was mean or violent. That's the meaning that you would ascribe to that behavior. Now, if then after I slapped you, I said, "Oh God, I'm so sorry. It's just that I saw a mosquito on you, or a bee or a malaria mosquito on you, and I had to act so quickly that I couldn't tell you what I was doing before I did it to save you from the peril of that bug, that bite." And now there'd be a whole different meaning that you would ascribe to the pain of the smack, to my behavior. You'd give a whole different meaning. You'd think, "Wow, Renee has fast reactions, or she cares about me. She's really noticing." So you describe a positive intention to what I did because I would have explained it to you. I would have said, "Well, gosh, I was trying to save you from this threat." Same behavior, same physical pain, very different meaning. So that's really what I believe it's Atticus is saying when he says, "I can't judge a man until I've walked a mile in his shoes." He's saying, "I don't know what those behaviors mean until I understand the context that this person was coming from." And from this perspective, you can now ask the question, what was the positive intention of this person whose eyes you are seeing through in doing what they did? What were they trying to get for themselves that was good? So here's an example from my life. And really, we're going to go beyond white curb guy at this point. It's time, don't you think? So let's talk about my dad. Everybody's got dad issues, mom issues. So you probably already know my dad issues. Anyway, dad was a workaholic. He was never there. And I ascribed, the meaning that I ascribed to his absence was that he doesn't really love me. He doesn't care. I'm not important. Those were the conclusions that I drew from his behavior, which was spending all sorts of hours at the office all the time. And it wasn't until my mid-20s when I wrote him a letter telling him all this stuff that I had built up and eventually had a face-to-face, heart-to-heart conversation with him when he told me his side of the story. I was oblivious. I had no idea. As children, we're pretty self-centered. We think the world revolves around us, and every behavior has meaning, says something about us. So I thought he wasn't there, therefore I'm not worth his time. Well, he told me in my mid-20s when we sat down, he said, well, no, it's not that at all, and I am so hurt. The poor man was crying. It makes me cry just thinking about it. To know that I had thought that, he said, because I grew up in poverty without a mother or a father, by the way, I didn't know what a father was supposed to do, except I thought the number one thing that a father needs to do is provide for his family. So I was going to make darn sure I provided. And you know what? He did a really darn good job of providing for our family. For me, that was a light bulb moment. I thought, aha, maybe this is really obvious to everyone else. But I thought, oh my God, my father does love me. He does think I'm worthy. In fact, he thinks I'm so worthy that he has sacrificed himself and worked all hours of weekends and weekdays and late night and all the rest of it to make sure that he provided for our family. Now the meaning is completely transformed of the behavior of not being present during my childhood. And from that place, from that understanding, I was able to forgive him and experience the most heartfelt connection with him that I had ever experienced in my life. This was a huge, indescribably awesome gift. And yes, it massively lightened my emotional load. So now it's your turn. From the perspective of this other person, what was his or her positive intention? What were they intending when they did whatever it was that hurt you? You may not come up with the right answer, but perhaps you have some ideas, some possibilities. And I'll let you mull over those as you take a moment now to float back out of that other person and back into your own body. Put your hands on your body, on your legs. Come home to you in your body, see from your eyes and your perspective as you consider this new information that you've just acquired. And post a little post on my Facebook fan page and let me know what you think. Shrinky dink. Facebook.com/Renee Stevens fan page. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Oh, yeah. Available on my site if you are interested in accelerating your progress are transformative downloads. There are 4 of them. If you are one of those people that I was mentioning at the beginning of the show who doesn't feel much, then it may be that you have unresolved trauma. There's a trauma transformation, trauma release guided journey available there at reneemethod.com. As well as the classic appetite adjuster, sabotage, self-sabotage, and the compulsion blowout. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet with your help. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.